So poor Ananda, he felt very ashamed, came into the presence of the Buddha, bowed down before the Buddha, didn't know quite what to say. So the Buddha, of course, just smiled. Didn't scold him, didn't rebuke him, just smiled. So the Buddha said, Ananda, look here. You and I are brothers, you're my cousin. We come of the same blood, the same race, the same tribe. So other considerations even apart, you are very dear to me, very close to me. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions. So answer me, whatever I ask. But he said, answer me spontaneously. Don't think. Don't try to work it out intellectually. Answer me spontaneously, without thinking, directly, intuitively. Now, this is rather important. But if we pause, if we reflect, we realize that we very, very rarely answer any question. In fact, very rarely say anything at all with complete spontaneity. We think, reflect, and then we speak. It isn't like striking a gong and at once you get the response itself. It isn't like that at all. We start saying something and we check ourselves, we say something else. We're not spontaneous because we're not integrated. So the Buddha says to Ananda, be spontaneous. Answer my question directly, without thinking as it were, intuitively. So he asked first, how did you become interested in Buddhism? How did you become interested in my teaching? On account of what reason, what cause, did you decide to follow this particular path and become my disciple? It's a sort of question which we also might be asked by different people, by our friends, by our acquaintances, from time to time. How did you become interested in Buddhism? So Ananda said, Ananda replied quite simply, quite straightforwardly. He said, one day, I happened to see you, the Buddha. And he said, I was very, very much impressed by your personal appearance, by your radiance, by your peace, by your tranquility, by your air of wisdom, and kindness, and compassion. I was very, very deeply impressed by this. And I reflected, I thought within myself, that this attainment, this achievement, as it were, of the Buddha, this glorious personality, as it were, of the Buddha, is due to his complete freedom from desire, his complete freedom from attachment, from craving, including, he said, sexual desire. Because of his complete freedom from all these things, the Buddha has attained this wonderful radiance, peace, tranquility, wisdom, kindliness, and so on. This is how I became attracted. This is how I became converted. This is how I decided to follow the path. Now, this is not the sort of reply that any of us are likely to be able to give because we haven't seen a Buddha. We might give other replies. Now, this is Ananda's reply. He was attracted by the personal appearance and impression of the Buddha. So then the Buddha addressed Ananda, and in fact the whole assembly addressed them in a very serious and a very solemn manner. And he said, it's because, or rather he said, we fall under the influence of desire and craving of various kinds, just as Ananda did momentarily, because we don't see our own true mind. Our own real nature. That's the reason. The Buddha has seen his own true mind, has realized his own real nature. That's why he's free from all these desires. But those who are not free, they fall victim again and again to these desires in various ways.